ABC Radio Australia.
With 22 years under his belt in the top job, Samoan Prime Minister Tuilepe Sailele Mali'i Lenga'oe is the longest serving Prime Minister in the Pacific and the third longest serving in the world. But if he wants another term at next year's election, then he's going to have a fight on his hands. Three opposition parties have banded together under the name Fa'atuatua Ileatua Samoa Uatasi, which translates to as God will do anything. They're known as the FAST party, or Fast Party, and they're being led by Prime Minister Tuilepe's former ally. Talk about the drama. To find out more, I'm joined by Christina Lalai-Tulsa, a Samoan political scientist from Massey University in New Zealand. Talofa, Christina.
Talofa, Talia. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, let's start with the three parties that have merged. Who are they, and what do we know about why they've formed this coalition?
As of last week, SNDP and Pulimatu Mua parties have now signed a coalition agreement with the FAST party, which is, of course, led by former HRPP party member Laulian Malito. This is an exciting thing for Samoa in preparation for the 2021 elections. And it's also history being made in terms of a pre-electoral coalition rather than a post-election coalition.
Mm. Now, in the press conference last week, they said that the merging of these three parties was aimed at toppling the Human Rights Protection Party, which is the Samoa's only recognised party and has governed for 38 years. Why is this so important to them?
I think with the current electoral and the voting system in Samoa, it favours larger parties. And with six smaller registered parties, it's really difficult to go head-to-head with HRPP. So I think for them, aligning their manifestos and aligning their campaign strategies and their ideologies meant that they could together form a bigger party, which can then go head-to-head with the current parliament. It's looking good. It'll be very exciting for the 2021 elections.
Mm, because the Human Rights Protection Party holds 35 out of the 49 elected seats in the country's parliament. Joining together to beat that kind of thing, you can understand power in numbers. But even to just be recognised as the official opposition, alternative parties have to win at least 8 seats. So Prime Minister Tuilepe has been in power for 22 years. He has faced growing criticism in recent years. What is the mood on the ground in terms of support for him at the moment, or could allegiances move to this new party?
I think at the moment in Samoa, Tuilepe still has a good amount of followers. But at the moment, the FAST party and with the two other parties that have joined him, they have now, their momentum has picked up really quickly, and their support are increasing. So Tuilepe has a good following still in Samoa, but I can't say the same for Samoans overseas. But FAST and the other parties, their support is picking up really well. Their campaigning is going really well online and on the ground in Samoa. So I think, out of that, it'll probably be, say that it'll probably be a 50-50 split come the elections, but dependent on the move of one more party going under FAST, and then I think that'll seal the deal for them.
Because criticism has been levelled at Prime Minister Tuilepe, especially over the handling of the measles epidemic, the amendments to the country's constitution with the Lands Titles Act, and especially also the relationship with China and Samoa's growing relationship there. How have all these factors impacted his Prime Ministership?
Oh, I think those factors have impacted his leadership in a significant way. There's been a lot of criticism, and a lot of people are not in support of the three bills that he has introduced. The Electoral Act has been flawed in terms of the Electoral Act favouring the current HRPP parties and trying to keep out the new ones. I think there's a lot of political socialization and a lot of civic education at the moment in Samoa. And so people are slowly, coming to terms with that, and they're slowly taking part in those political dialogues. It's opened their eyes. And so it's becoming very, very significant not in a positive way for the current Prime Minister.
Mm. You're listening to Christina Lalai-Tulsa, a Samoan political scientist from Massey University in New Zealand. As we know, the newly merged FAST party is still new, but it is gaining support in Samoa. It won a weekend by-election in a landslide. How confident are they going to be moving ahead to next year's general election, just given the support they've had so far?
Oh, I think they're highly confident. I mean, their plan is to have a candidate from their party in each of the constituencies in Samoa. And at the moment, some of the constituencies have 4, 5, 6, 7 HRPP candidates vying for one seat. So for FAST to have just one candidate for each one, that'll become a vote split for them. And so, you know, they'll come out with a clean sweep if they're very effective in their campaigning, which they are at the moment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, highly looking forward to it. And I think it'll be a 50-50. And I think it'd be fair to say that come 2021 elections, there's a huge possibility of a new Samoan government.
Mm, well, big words, and we'll hold you to that, Christina, come this time next year. But, you know, we have also, you've mentioned the Samoan diaspora, where there's a lot of Samoans living in Australia who are quite vocal against the Samoan government, as far on the extent that, you know, some have even seen treason charges levelled against them. So what impact will the Samoan diaspora have on support and financial support for this FAST party if they want to see the ruling government overthrown?
Oh, they have a huge impact on what's happening in Samoa, especially as you mentioned, you know, a lot of the remittances are come from New Zealand, Australia and the US. And so I think there's a huge conversation within the thread of the FAST party campaigning and their dialogue in terms of social media, and where people in the diaspora in New Zealand, Australia and the US are encouraging their family members to vote against the government, and because, you know, that they send the money to them and that they should at least, you know, consider what they say from here. So I think they still have a huge impact on their families in Samoa.